Trade is an important cog in the marketing mechanism for U.S. soybeans. The trade dispute with China during the first Trump administration heightened awareness for the need to diversify the export market for U.S. soy. And that's exactly what American farmers have done, according to U.S. Soybean Export Council Chairman Mike McCraney, a South Dakota farmer.
If you take China out of the mix, we have increased our exports by 40%. Granted, we definitely need the China market. We feel like if we can get 28 million metric tons of that market, we can handle the rest with our diversification.
McCraney reports Japan has been a steady and reliable customer for U.S. soy for 70 years and the Philippines for 30 years. But growth is happening in other regions as well.
Countries like Indonesia and Bangladesh and surprisingly Venezuela. And another area where we're really looking at is Pakistan. Of course, we've really had record meal in Vietnam.
Export growth for U.S. soybean meal is occurring as a result of rising demand for soybean oil for biofuels here in the U.S. McCraney states processing soybeans domestically drives local economies while filling soybean meal demand abroad to feed hogs, poultry, and fish in populations eating more protein. As McCraney fulfills his one-year role as USEC chair in the coming months, he hopes to create new friendships for U.S. farmers around the globe.
I really look forward to keeping those relationships that I've built in the past going and build new ones. I look forward to a very successful year.
I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.